When you guys faced the Patriots the first time, they were on their way to being the kind of offense that we usually see. What has changed in this Patriots offense the last three games as their productivity has kind of gone down?
I'm not going to really focus in on, what they've been doing wrong. We know what challenge this is, for us this week. Despite, their last two games, we know the type of game this is, between us. It always is a big rivalry, and we know they have an unbelievable quarterback in Tom, and he has some weapons out there he can throw to.
Darrell, what do you remember about those two high-profile showdowns you had with Ocho Cinco in 2009?
That's in the past. It was what it was. At that time, I think we played them the last game of the regular season, and then the first playoff game. Got them 2 weeks in a row, it was a good matchup between us, and we came out with the victory on both of those wins.
I know you faced him on a fairly consistent basis over the last couple of years, but what, if anything, did you take out of your last go-round with a Wes Welker, and do you anticipate facing him this week?
Last game, the matchup was great between Wes. Sometimes I was throwing him on the ground, and sometimes he was catching some balls on me. So, I call him the Energizer Bunny because he never stops. It doesn't matter what you do to him. He just keeps on coming and coming. We're still putting in the game plan this week, for us to, try to attack these guys where we want to. So, if I'm on him, I'm on him. If I'm not, then, it doesn't matter. We have confidence in everybody. On the Jets team.
With Ocho Cinco, what have you seen of him as the season has progressed, and particularly this last game when he did seem to get open several times? What's your assessment of how he's come along?
He just got to take one week at a time. I don't really know the inside or what's going on up there, with him in the offense. And it might be something to where the terminology might be different, different from when he was in, Cincinnati. So, you can see they're trying to work him into the mix. And I guess when he gets comfortable and the Patriots feel that he's comfortable, then they'll probably throw him the ball a little bit more.
The last long strike play they've had offensively in the passing game was the first play of the second half against you guys. First of all, how many times have you looked at that play on tape? And what kind of adjustments do you think you guys will make based on trying to prevent that happening this week?
The adjustment is on our side. It's not really nothing that they didn't do anything spectacular. It was just a simple route play. He got between on top of me and he made Wes made a good play. So that's just something that we can control over here. And I can control and just, doing my job.
Was that on you or was that on the safety? I can't remember who it was who bit
was
down on
me.
It was, okay.
Darrell, I know you probably don't spend a whole lot of time watching defensive film, but what are some of your thoughts on Devin McCourty and what he's been able to do in a year and a half in the league?
Yeah, you're right. I don't watch other teams' defenses. Haven't really paid attention to him as much this year. I'm focusing on what I need to do and focus on our team and what we're trying to do.
Darrell, when you guys first faced the Patriots, it seemed you guys were in trouble, headed in the wrong direction, and we kept hearing about all the locker room problems. What happened to all that stuff?
Swept under the rug now. it is, just the things of, some guys were pointing people out and we just had a team meeting and got everything out there and moved forward as a team.
Darrell, what about the weight of this game? How much are you placing on it? Obviously, there'll be a lot of football left after Sunday night, but how much weight are you placing on this game and the significance of it?
This is another week for us to just, go another step in our goals of what we want to accomplish. You know, this is a very big game. You know, not just for us, for them as well. You know, they lost two games. You know, you know, we won three straight. So, you know, this game is going to come down to what we want as a team, and also what the New England Patriots want. They want to win, and you know, it's a rivalry game, so it's going to be very intense. And you know, we're doing what we need to do with the game plan and focusing in, you know, as much as we can this week, so we can get a win at home.
Darrell, you know, one of the reasons that a lot of teams don't put their, say, outside cornerbacks on slot receivers is because, you know, as coaches say, it sort of takes the defense out of what it usually does. Obviously, you guys did it well. What does it prevent, let's say, what does it prevent a defense from doing when you take an outside corner and put them on the slot? Like, how does that sort of change things scheme-wise?
You know, for us, you know, I can't speak for every team, but for us, you know, we feel that we have a lot of depth, you know, back there in the secondary, and guys can play multiple positions. I mean, in our defense, guys move around a lot. You know, I know the slot position as well as playing corner. So, you know, Cal Wilson knows the same thing. He has to know the corner, you know, the outside corner spot, as well as he knows, you know, him playing nickelback. So, you know, we just have versatile guys that we can move in and out of places and play different jobs.
Does it help you, Darrell, knowing that a team like the Patriots are going to come in now and throw the ball 45, 50 times?
Yeah, we expect it. I mean, you know, that's their bread and butter. That's how they offense roll. You know, they do five wide, you know, empty a lot, and they have a lot of weapons. You know, they got the two tight ends, and Wes is unbelievable. He's playing lights out this year, as well as Tom, too. So, you know, they have a lot of versatile players that they can feed the ball to. And you know, we expect it. We expect it, you know, them to come out, you know, throwing the ball. And if it has to take them 45 to 50 times to throw the ball, then, you know, I guess that's their game plan.
There have been a couple times in the past where you guys have come off of the Patriots game and struggled a little bit, but that's been the opposite case in the last few weeks. Is there anything that you guys are doing better to handle the weeks after such a highly anticipated game?
I think, you know, as a team, our focus, I think that's the biggest thing. We're just really just focusing in. You know, we always talked about playing our best football in November, and that's what we're just trying to do. You know, we're clicking now. You know, the mental mistakes are less. And guys are just, we're buying into the system of what we need to do and taking care of the little things on defense.
Darrell, obviously different receivers present different skill sets, but how does your game change when you move from the outside into the slot?
It really doesn't change. I try to, you know, just be, you know, aggressive as I do out when I'm playing corner. So to me, it really doesn't change. I think the only thing that with that position, you know, playing in the slot is, you know, a lot of things in there move a little bit faster than when you're playing, you know, outside cornerback. You know, so it's you know, it's a lot of, you know, things moving. You got to focus in on the linemen sometimes of what they're doing and how close you are, how close the slot receiver is to the core. So a lot of things, you know, you just when you're playing inside there at a nickelback, it moves a little bit more faster than you are playing outside corner.
Rex Ryan said today, and he's said it a bunch of times in the past, that you're the best cornerback in the NFL. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I believe so, and not saying it out of you know, out of cockiness or anything. You know, I'm a humble guy, but I work hard, and you know, this has been my dream to be the best. You know, looking up to guys like Deion Sanders and Dell Green and Amel Blount. So you know, it's just. This is where my life is at right now, my situation, and I'm just trying to, you know, do it the best way I can.
And lastly, Rex appeared in a movie as a Patriots fan. How do you feel about that?
Hey, that's him. You know, you gotta take care of your opportunities off the field as well. is on the field, and you know, we know what type of guy he is. You know, he's a funny guy. You know, he's always making us laugh. You know, week in and week out, and you know, he's a good coach, man. I can't wait to see the movie. I'm sure it's probably going to be funny with Adam Sandler in it, too.
Thanks a lot, Darrell.
Thank you.